Welcome back to the deep dive. So, you need to launch a new mobile app, and you need to do it, well, fast.
Right.
We're talking about pure speed to market. And this deep dive is basically a blueprint for that, specifically looking at building an MVP, a minimum viable product, with React Native or RN.
Yeah. And our goal here is to cut through all the noise. We're not talking about general advice. We want to extract the, you know, the specific strategies and technical guardrails you need to have.
To avoid those painful rewrites later on.
Exactly. It's all about maximizing your learning cycles.
And there seems to be a real sweet spot for RN, doesn't there? The sources are pretty clear on this.
Oh, for sure.
If you're building things like content platforms, e-commerce, SaaS apps, marketplaces,
right.
This is your tool. The goal is validation, not like pixel perfect design on day one.
Well, the huge advantage and what makes it so fast is really the code base. You're writing it once and it covers both iOS and Android.
Sharing something like 70 to 90% of the code.
Yeah, a huge amount. And maybe even more importantly, you're tapping into this massive talent pool of JavaScript and TypeScript developers. It's just so much easier to hire for.
And there's this one feature that seems to change the whole timeline. The over-the-air updates, the OTA updates.
That is the killer feature.
Because you can push updates, the small JavaScript changes, without going through the whole App Store review cycle every single time.
Right. So you're iterating weekly, maybe even daily. That tight learning loop is a massive competitive edge.
But, I mean, there's a line, right? It's not for everything.
No, absolutely not. You have to pause and really think twice if your whole product is, say, advanced 3D or AR. Or if you need super low latency hardware interaction.
Or the platform specific UI is the entire point of the app.
Exactly. In those cases, you probably should just start with native.
Okay, so let's say RN is the right tool for you. The next step, and this seems critical, is figuring out what to actually build.
Yes. Before you write a single line of code.
You have to nail that one aha moment for the user, that one core flow. Otherwise, you just get bogged down by scope creep.
Right. And it's not enough to just have a feature list. You need to be really structured about it. The sources push this job to be done framework.
Which is that formula. When this happens, the user struggles with this problem, so they want to do this.
Precisely. And that slice you build must include onboarding, that core workflow, some kind of feedback loop, and analytics. No exceptions.
And that has to be measurable.
100%. You need objective tests. For example, aiming for, say, 80% of users finishing onboarding in less than 2 minutes.
Or getting 40% of them to that aha action in their very first session. Those are the kinds of numbers you can take to an investor.
So let's talk about the practical reality, the build itself, time and money.
The big questions.
Realistically, a credible MVP is going to take you about 8 to 12 weeks. And the budget, that can really vary. We're talking anywhere from 60K up to maybe 180K.
And that range depends on complexity, right? Like, are you adding payments or complicated offline sync?
That's it. A simple content app is on the lower end. Add in robust auth and payments, and you're moving toward that higher number. You just need to know where you sit.
And the team for this doesn't need to be huge.
No, you want it lean. One strong RN engineer, one backend or cloud engineer, and then you have product, UX, and QA sort of rotating in part-time. Keep it small and focused.
But to keep that speed, you need what the sources call safety rails from day one.
Oh, that's non-negotiable. And these aren't just, you know, corporate box ticking. Things like CI/CD, feature flags, crash monitoring. They are what allow you to move fast without breaking everything.
Right. So a feature flag lets you test something risky with just a small percentage of users.
Yeah. Exactly. You manage risk while keeping your velocity.
So let's bring it all together. How does all this disciplined RN approach actually help with, say, fundraising and valuation?
Well, investors want to see objective evidence. They want to see those activation and retention numbers you were tracking. They want to see that the app isn't crashing.
And they want to see product velocity. That you can ship updates quickly. It shows you're disciplined with their capital.
And that leads right into the final thought here, which is about making sure that validation actually leads to a big valuation later.
So you don't have to do a massive rewrite.
Exactly. You have to invest just a little bit early on in good architecture. Think modular features, type contracts with your API, maybe from OpenAPI or GraphQL.
So you keep that MVP debt visible and managed.
You got it. That little bit of architectural discipline is what turns a successful validation into a scalable, valuable company. It's the bridge from MVP to version 1.